I work with the Vatican and bring a very large collection of relics of the saints from Italy to churches, schools, and prisons throughout the world. Relics are mentioned throughout Scripture. In the New Testament, we hear about in Acts 19, Paul the Apostle being so holy, when he would walk down the street, they would touch him with cloths, handkerchiefs, aprons. They would lay those cloths on the sick, and it says two things would occur. Their diseases would leave them, and if they had any evil spirits, they would depart from them. And so relics are any physical object that have a relation with a saint. They have a physical connection with the saint. And they're usually broken down into three classes. First class relics are the body or any part of the body of a saint. For example, pieces of bone or flesh. Second class relics are anything that a saint personally owned, such as a piece of clothing, an instrument with which they used to write, or a letter that was handwritten by them. Third class relics are any object that has been touched to a first, second, or third class relic of a saint. You can make your own relic. You take an object and you touch it to the reliquary. You do not need to touch the relic itself. So if there's a glass pane separating you from the relic, you touch that glass pane, and it is equivalent of touching the relic. So the holiness of the saint is carried in the object that you touch to it. Relics are exorcistic and they affect healing. And any class of relic has the same power to produce both. A third class relic, in other words, will produce just as much healing as a first class relic. It will produce just as much of an exorcistic effect.